I never knew my mother. From what I was told, she died right after I was born, though I don't know how, nor do I have proof that it's true. For all I know, she's out there somewhere and just didn't want me. The story, I was told, portrayed her as a one-night stand for my father, one of many, as that was the way he operated, in and out with no commitment or exchange of numbers. Imagine his surprise when my biological aunt tracked him down and showed up on his doorstep and handed me over to him. How she knew who he was or how to find him, we may never know, though it makes me wonder if there are more of us out there. Maybe I have a brother, or 12. Daddy Dearest was young and full of himself. At least that's the tale my nanny, Madeline, spun. Madeline was the closest I had to a family, though to hear her talk you'd learn I was just as useless as my father in her eyes. I got the feeling he used her as he had my mother, as nothing more than a warm, willing body to do with as he pleased. She was bitter, and always took it out on me. Would my mother have been the same had she lived? Or would she have been the loving parent I longed for? If my aunt handing me off was any indication of how my mother's family operated, I was likely better off in the cold, loveless existence I was already living. The whole thing sounded a bit sketchy to me, but what do you do when you're only a child that nobody wants? Hunt your blood relatives down? Force them to accept you? Make them love you? That would only end in an ass-beating or worse, heartbreak. As soon as I was old enough to enroll in boarding school, I was dropped off and no one ever came back, not to visit, nor for holidays or semester breaks. He paid extra for me to stay here year-round, as well as for the laptop, uniforms, and any lab fees and supplies the school required me to have. Money was put on my cafeteria card, and clothes were bought as needed until I was old enough to order them for myself. Then I was set up with an online account at the stores of his choosing, which he confirmed and provided me the links for via email. No, hello, son, how are you? How's school going? God forbid anyone actually checked up on me, you know, the boy with thoughts and feelings. I never asked for anything, never received a gift, not so much as a card for my birthday or Christmas. All I wanted was his love, and if he couldn't be bothered to give me that, which was free, I sure as hell wasn't asking for anything more. At least he kept me clothed and fed. Guess I should be thankful for that. Daddy issues. I have an arsenal full of... I couldn't decide what was worse. Growing up in an unloving home or attending a school where I was a complete outcast. Shy. Clumsy, and a lack of self-esteem couldn't have worked less in my favor than it did at the academy. These vultures had a way of sniffing out weaknesses to prey upon. Everything came to an explosive head the day my father was arrested. I'd heard bits and pieces, mostly snide comments with news clips on cell phone screens shoved in my face of my father being led away in handcuffs, as the police placed him into the back of a squad car. My peers found it funny, the loner kid and his white-class criminal father. The wealthy entitled pricks. I ignored them, hiding the tears in my pillow at night as I cried myself to sleep. Why couldn't I be cold and cruel like they and my father were? Why did I long to be held, be told I was a good boy, have another human concerned for my well-being, someone who liked me? Someone to take care of me, someone who enjoyed my company. Was that too much to ask, or does a person like that even exist?